Fellow gardeners, hikers and pet owners, tick season is no longer confined to the warmer months. It's now a potential year-round concern. As someone who once called Tennessee home, I'm no stranger to ticks. The state, with its vast deer population, is a hotspot for every type of tick imaginable. I remember the unsettling experience of finding a tick attached to me, complete with the classic bullseye rash. The doctor, fascinated, called in colleagues to take a look at this textbook case of Lyme disease. 2 weeks of doxycycline followed, but even today, as I write these columns, I sometimes wonder if lingering cognitive effects remain. A little tick souvenir, perhaps. A bullseye rash often follows a tick bite. Pinterest. Spot the warning. A bullseye rash like this could be a sign of Lyme disease. Early detection is key. Now, on my country property near Midland, the tick encounters continue. With two dogs as my constant companions, we spend our days exploring the woods and gardens. I thought I was safe when I stopped using tick medicine in early October, believing the season had ended. By mid-November, however, the ticks were back. A tick embedded in a dog/Elanco.com photo. One even found its way to my mom's lower eyelid, causing days of irritation before a doctor discovered the cause. An unexpected and unwelcome surprise for everyone involved. It was the first time the doctor had encountered such a case. Just 2 days later, we found another tick engorged on her leg. These incidents are not just isolated events. They're part of a larger story that many in Ontario and across Canada are now facing. Climate change is forcing wildlife to move north, bringing diseases with them and increasing interactions between humans and wildlife like ticks. This means a higher risk of diseases being passed on, something that the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us can change our lives in the blink of an eye. While Canada's risk of animal-to-human disease transmission has historically been low, scientists warn that, due to climate change and increased interaction with wildlife, the emergence rate of new diseases could triple in the coming decades. Black-legged ticks, Ixodes scapularis, known carriers of Lyme disease, were once rarely seen in Canada but now are widespread across Ontario and beyond. Catherine Bouchard, a veterinary epidemiologist, has tracked this alarming trend. She recalls how, 15 years ago, finding 1,000 ticks took extensive fieldwork over 2 years. Now, that same number can be found in just a couple of months. The shift isn't just anecdotal. It's backed by a surge in Lyme disease cases, which have increased exponentially over the past decade. What's even more concerning is that Lyme disease is just one part of the story. Black-legged ticks can also carry anaplasmosis, babesiosis, and Powassan virus, which can be transmitted in as little as 15 minutes and can lead to severe neurological complications or even death. The expanding range of ticks and the diversity of pathogens they carry pose a growing threat to public health. Tick encounter. University of Rhode Island photo array. They range in size from a poppy seed to a pea, 1 to 5 millimeters. Their size depends on their life stage and whether they have recently fed. They do not jump or fly but latch onto humans and animals when brushed against vegetation like grass or shrubs. Black-legged ticks are like tiny, patient hunters, perfectly suited for cool, damp environments. You'll find them hanging out in shady spots, low shrubbery, grassy trails, wooded areas, piles of leaves or tucked away in wood piles. They're not fans of extreme heat or dryness, so they stick to these cozy, sheltered habitats. What's fascinating, and a little creepy, is how they hunt for a host. They use their super senses to detect CO2, body heat, odors, moisture and even vibrations. All they need is for you, or your pet, to brush past, and they're ready to hitch a ride and settle in. In 2023, Simcoe County reported 40 confirmed or suspected cases of anaplasmosis and 15 cases of babesiosis, both tick-borne illnesses. While specific data for Lyme disease cases in Simcoe County for that year aren't detailed in the available sources, it's important to note that black-legged ticks, which can transmit Lyme disease, are present in the region. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit actively monitors tick populations and human cases of Lyme disease through methods like tick dragging and public submissions. Note: improper removal can crush the tick's body, potentially releasing bacteria into the bloodstream and increasing the risk of immediate transmission of Lyme disease. If a tick is attached for less than 24 hours and removed properly, the chance of contracting Lyme disease is significantly lower. Protect yourself from ticks. Learn how to stay safe outdoors, and the proper way to remove them to reduce Lyme disease risk. Read more about Lyme disease and ticks here. Stock cake photo. Living with Lyme, persistent head pain and brain zaps are reminders of the long-lasting impact of chronic Lyme disease. Awareness and support are crucial. But the bigger picture involves the broader implications of zoonosis, where diseases jump from animals to humans. While Canada's risk for zoonotic diseases has been historically low, the increasing interaction between humans and wildlife due to climate change raises that risk. The COVID-19 pandemic was a stark reminder of how quickly zoonotic diseases can upend life as we know it. According to a recent study in Nature, there are more than 10,000 viruses currently residing in animal hosts with the potential to infect humans. Climate change is a major factor accelerating the conditions for these diseases to cross the species barrier. The future holds a degree of uncertainty as the natural balance between humans and the environment continues to shift, increasing the potential for diseases to cross between species. The lesson is clear: our health is deeply connected to the health of our planet. Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening, sustainable living, and the great outdoors. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.